Monday's session at the Human Rights Council in Geneva has focused on Iran. In a report, UN Special Rapporteur Ahmed Shahid criticized Iran's justice system and human rights situation.
That a situation of individuals in Iran who advocate for the advancement of human rights, or those that document, report, or protest against human rights violations, is grave and continues to deteriorate.
As in the case of previous report, the new statement by the Commission of Inquiry on Iran has faced tough criticism from Secretary of Iran's High Council for Human Rights, Mohammad Javad Larijani. He rejected the politicization of the issue and pointed to a totally unacceptable methodology used by the rapporteur. Larijani highlighted that Ahmad Shahid's stance on Iran is baseless, as he is ignorant of Iran's cultural heritage, with the report without source compliant in collaboration with terrorist groups.
There is a lot numerous incorrect issues in his report. So it is, in our view, a compilation of unfounded accusations. There are almost 2,000 accusations. Which one we should answer in a meeting? In fact, we answer them in detail, written answer, but it doesn't matter. He wants to make propaganda.
Larijani called the current propaganda a theater originated, orchestrated, and funded by the U.S. and its European allies.
Iran is emerging as a major power in the region with very advancement in science and technology. So they are worried about this influential position of Iran, and they pursue this unlawful and hostile action against Iran.
Secretary of Iran's High Council for Human Rights has said that the latest report probably was meant to destabilize the country ahead of June presidential elections. However, he assured that despite Western countries' anti-Iran propaganda, the Islamic Republic will safeguard votes of people in the upcoming elections. Олександра Молоткова, Прес ТВ, Женева.